Practice Book, Module D, Unit 1, Exercise 23. Listen and fill in the missing information.
I am standing outside the Royal Festival Hall on London's South Bank, overlooking the Thames, and have been asked to talk about Millennium London. Over the last few years, this part of London has been radically transformed and now includes some of the most interesting buildings and views in London. In particular, for the Millennium celebrations, we have the London Eye on my left, that wonderful wheel with glass pods giving aerial views over the capital, and then the Millennium Bridge on my right. The London Eye was only supposed to be up for a year, but has proved so popular it has been there ever since. The bridge was thought to be a disaster, as it had to be closed immediately after it was opened because it swayed too much. But it has since been stabilised and has become well-loved. The Norman Foster design is graceful and beautiful, stretching over from the Tate Modern to St Paul's Cathedral. The views as you walk along the riverside are spectacular. You can see all the high-rise city offices, like the new London headquarters of Swiss Re, nicknamed the Gherkin by Londoners. Walk on past the pubs and the Tate Modern, and you come to the reconstructed Globe Theatre, finished in 1997, a dream child of the American actor Sam Wanamaker.